For this is the message you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We must not be like Cain, who was from the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not be astonished, brothers and sisters, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love one another. Whoever does not love abides in death. All who hates a brother or sister are murderers, and you know that murderers do not have eternal life abiding in them. We know love by this way, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this, we will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God. The word of the Lord. The reading that comes to us from the first letter of John is so appropriate at the beginning of this new year. It essentially tells us what we need to be about. We should be about the business of love. We should be about the busyness of caring for one another, and not in the busyness of trying to impose our will on another. Recently, we have heard in the news about the assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. We have heard about riots in Kenya because of election results. We have heard about murder in Indian culture because of differences in the caste system. And yet, among all these tragedies in the world, we also see the other side. Christians are working more closely together. We have seen leaders of the Orthodox and Roman Catholic world speak together as brothers and reach out to one another, not only as a symbol of peace, but in an effort to end the divisions that have plagued the body of Christ for almost 1,000 years. But still, it is only a beginning. This message of love that we hear in this letter is not a new message. Where does the love begin but at home? I am an itinerant preacher, and I am out on the road a lot. I enjoy this work because in the past year and a half that I've been doing it, I've been able to see the world in a very different light. There are so many places where people come from broken homes. There are so many places where people don't speak to family members because of something that occurred so long ago that not one person even remembers why the feud started. There are so many places where single parents have to work so hard that children are raising themselves without anyone to show them what true love is all about, and so they begin to look for it wherever they can find it. On a recent preaching trip to the southern part of the United States, I found people who were the exact opposite. They did everything in their power to show their children love and to explain that this love comes from God. Even though they didn't have much, what little they had went to building a relationship with their children so that they would know love. In this first week of the new year, we have to ask ourselves the important questions. What are we doing to promote love? What are we doing to show love? It doesn't matter what our line of work may be. Some of us may be preachers. Some of us may be doctors. Some of us may be lawyers, and some of us may be educators. It really doesn't matter who we are or what we do. We just have to make sure that love is part of the picture. We may not be popular, and we may not have the best of things like those poor people in the rural south of the United States. Jesus showed us something very important by accepting the challenge and laying down his life. If we aren't willing to show the same respect and care for other people in the world, then we don't deserve to call ourselves Christians, no matter what we wear or what initials we have before or after our names, or what title we may have. Being Christian, being a follower of Jesus Christ, is more than titles and initials. It's a commitment. My brothers and sisters, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and in action.